We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The baseball season is way too long.
The game is way too slow.
It's so boring to watch.
Shut up. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
Swing and a long drive, deep to right.
Covering all things baseball.
Going, going.
The big leagues.
Going, going.
And the MLB to Portland.
Goodbye. He has done it. He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch on 1080.
Bang, zoom, go the fireworks.
The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner, for it's gotta be a Wednesday. As it always is a Wednesday here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. We come to you live from the Willamette, as we do every single Wednesday.
Not that we can see it, because we're in Hot Corner After Dark time.
After dark, after dark. And yeah, life's great right now. I'm a happy camper.
Good. I'm glad.
I found this bowl of Halloween candy in front of me.
Yep, that has been the ongoing saga of the dumped Halloween candy that Cam Cleland hated, and then more got dumped there, and then he said he was going to bring a bowl in, and I guess that is the bowl. Although I believe that bowl is just sitting in the office, so he didn't actually bring one in. He just saw it and went, here's a solution. Oh, and there's the bowl.
Is Cam a wet blanket about Halloween candy?
That's what the assumption was. I think he was just upset because I think someone left a wrapper on his side of the table.
Oh,
yeah.
The empty wrapper in the bowl of full candy.
No. On his side of the table.
Oh,
yeah.
Then I'm totally going to eat these and leave the wrappers on his side.
Definitely don't do that.
No, I will do that. He's a husky. I've got no respect. I've got no respect. But what's interesting about these, I didn't know that this was a hot topic here at 10 of the Fan all day today.
Not today. It was about a week ago.
Okay.
And this is the first day the bowl is in there is today. So that is the update.
Well, what blows my mind is that there, I've got two individual little Kit Kat bars and a Reese's miniature cup in front of me. And they're all in black packaging.
Yeah, it's the glow-in-the-dark packaging that was a big deal in Halloween this year.
It makes me think that these are like fake candies with drugs.
Well,
which I'm totally going to eat.
Only one way to find out.
Only one way to find out. Did you ever know that?
At the start of your radio show, let's find out if these candies are filled with drugs.
It's so funny. I saw this thing. It was like, look, people, we're not putting drugs in your kids' Halloween candy. Drugs are expensive.
Although apparently...
Why on earth am I wasting my cocaine on your children?
Apparently there was at least one instance of some gummies being in some kids' candy.
Ooh, like the Cron Diesel gummies?
Yes. But again, with a lot of these things, you see the posts and you have a question of, was this planted there so that you could get some attention? Because that's also a possibility.
Well, yeah, last year wasn't there like the meth family claimed that their kids got meth in their drugs, but it was because they took... Or in their... Halloween
meth
candy.
In their drugs.
They got meth in their kids' Halloween candy and they ate some of it. And that's why they were frying so hard on meth that they had to call an ambulance. No, you're just a crackhead.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why you blame your kids? That ain't fun.
Well, because you're trying to get out of being a crackhead.
That ain't right. Can you imagine that conversation? Mike and I, we're both at your house and we've decided to smoke a lot of meth. And it's like, oh my God, I have to go to the hospital. What do? We can't call the ambulance.
Blame it on the kids.
We're on hard drugs. What do we do? I've got an idea. It was in the kids' Halloween candy.
Hell yeah. They probably felt super smart when they were thinking about that, too.
I know, right?
They'll never guess otherwise.
This is the greatest idea ever. And then the cops were like, no, I think you guys just smoke meth. In fact, I can see where you build it in your kitchen right over there.
Right. Oh, yeah, you've got all these things. No. We're science teachers.
Yeah. Working on the kids' science project. Yeah,
our costume this year was Breaking Bad. See Walter White, and that's Jesse.
I'm just really wondering, like, what happens if I mix these, like, antihistamines with some bleach?
Yeah, why do you have so much Sudafed? Allergies? I have allergies.
Allergies, clearly.
Yeah. Do you see the pollen in the middle of winter? I do.
Allergies. On a side note, my allergies are kind of killing me right now.
I'm sorry.
I know.
You don't sound it.
Well, it's more like my skin. Like, my skin hates it.
Yeah, you get very dry skin.
Hates it so much.
The most shocking time that I've seen you was you came back from Pullman after a long weekend there, mm-hmm. and you had like 4 red scabs under your eye. And I mm-hmm. was like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, it's just dry skin. Yeah. And I was like, I don't believe you because it doesn't just look like dry skin.
Yeah, it's coming from the east side to the west side. Oh, man, dude. A decade of doing that. It's so brutal. It's so brutal. Anyway. I
mean, do you have like lotions or something that you use?
No, I can't because my skin hates lotion because of all the crap they put in lotions.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're just, your skin's not having a lot of fun.
No, we're a Vaseline only regimen here at my house.
Gotcha.
Vaseline seems like the best go about. But of course, when you mention to somebody, yeah, the only thing that works is Vaseline. They're like, ooh, how'd you find that out? Nice call, dude. Yeah, I like Vaseline too.
We've all liked Vaseline at one point in our lives.
Yeah, you got what socks too? White socks? Is that how you do things?
Right. I know. That's not comfortable.
Too much. Anyway, hello, Michael. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Baseball season's over, so I'm less good about that. And my hockey team is absolutely horrific and can't hold a lead, and that's not great.
Devils?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They blew another lead today. They've blown like 6 all year so far, and there's only been like 15 games.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, dude, my basketball team can't win games either.
Yeah.
I'm not even watching them on TV. I'm watching NXT because I can't handle it.
Well, they're only down by 1 at halftime, but they're down.
Yeah.
I was going to continue by saying the Blazers also can't win games.
No, that's my team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from here. Yeah. I root for them.
And
my football team's really bad, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mine is, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So it's all fun and games in the Lynch and Harris sports household right now.
I will say this. There is one crowning achievement of my sports household right now. And that is my football team.
Mm, yes.
I would just like to say twice.
I don't know where the drops are. I'm sorry.
Well, there's this one.
That's what I was going to say. Now, I don't want to jinx anything, but you guys kind of put a huge gap in terms of who could catch you to get that Premier League champion.
I know. Yep. Well, that's the first time in 30 years, man. Got to do something. Pep Guardiola hates us, which I understand. We hate you too, buddy. So
he wants to go back to Bayern if you believe the reports.
I would love it. Bye. Bye. De Bruyne is like, I'm out too.
Yeah.
And that little S, Bernardo Silva. God, I hate that guy.
All right. It's a random guy to hate.
Yet I've come around on Sergio Aguero. And I'm like, hey, that guy's not so bad. And it's like, what? That guy is literally everything you hate about football players. Literally everything you hate. He's like a James Harden, you know? Like, I hate guys like James Harden. Like, that is the last person I want to watch play basketball. Sergio Aguero's like that in football, but I don't know, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not cocky and arrogant. He's
flashy and exciting.
He's flashing and exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. I know sports aren't so great for us, Michael.
No, they're not. My team's also about to get relegated, so.
Which they shouldn't, because they're pretty good.
No, they're not.
No, they're pretty good. Mm. I love that Dirt and Sprague drop where they have the tennis players.
Ooh, I can pull that. I think I know where that is.
It's pretty great. Like, it's pretty awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good drop.
Like that is so brilliant because, you know, that's kind of what tennis is.
But the team that I root for, also my Broncos are terrible. The team that I root for that's actually good is the Yankees, and they are not playing right now. But I have hope that they're going to sign everybody this offseason and say, screw the luxury tax, and bring back a World Series to its rightful place in the Bronx.
The good news about not playing is you can't lose.
True.
That's what we always say
about Wazoo. All my other teams are playing and continue to lose, but this team can't lose, and I like them the most.
That's what we always say about Wazoo, undefeated against the bye. Undefeated.
We always did that joke with Syracuse. Is how are we going to lose to bye week this week? They got some really good players that bye week.
This year, the joke for Wazoo is, how much do you think we'll beat UW by when it doesn't matter at all?
Both you guys are kind of struggling this year. The Apple Cup means nothing. Wazoo wins like 62-10.
I know, like, right?
What a hollow win.
Anthony Gordon somehow sneaks a Heisman out.
No.
We go to the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yep. Play on the blue turf. Get housed by a Mountain West team.
Nevada just chucking the ball on us all day. Oakley Duckley. Well, we got a good show lined up for you guys today, as there is actual some baseball chatter, and there's I think we're going to open up to some really interesting conversation with some of this stuff. Also, awards are starting to be doled out. Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Cy Youngs, and MVPs drop tomorrow. So we'll discuss a little bit of that, and then also the news coming out of Houston, which is dominating everything. You can find us on social media. Mike's at MikeLynch27 on Twitter. You can find me at PDD085 on Instagram. Also, Beers on Us drops tomorrow. That podcast I'm really excited about this week. There's some really fun things going on in the industry that I'm getting a chuckle out of, one we saw coming. So you'll want to check that out wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, Beer of the Week. I've got a really fun Beer of the Week lined up for us, Michael, that I think you and our listeners will really enjoy.
Oh, okay.
A little different than we normally do on a Beer of the Week, but a new product came out today, yesterday, or a few days ago, whatever, that is the same as an older product or a known product, but different enough that we might have to taste them side by side, though they are the same thing.
Instead of White Claw hard seltzer, you're going to give us Blue Paw hard seltzer?
No.
Okay.
Instead of, it would be like, no, I can't do it. It'll give it away.
That's fine. Yeah. I was making a joke that you said something different, and I was like, oh, God.
No,
I'm
it's beer.
Bring in his hard seltzer.
No, it's beer. It's a famous beer. It's a beer that it's a brewery that we talk about frequently on the podcast.
Okay.
And they did something for fun this week, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
So there's that. You can download that wherever you get your podcast. Also, the Better You Today text line, 55305. That bad boy lets you interact with us throughout tonight's entire show. So hit that up. We're here for you. When we come back, big news out of Houston. Is it big news? Is it what we expected? And where do we go from here? We'll do that next on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's 8:17 here. This is the Hot Corner after dark. We'll do this bad boy every single Wednesday night. During Oregon Duck season, we're here 8 to 10. Once that goes away, we'll be back to our home time slot at 7 to 9. But due to daylight savings, we'll still be after dark. So don't worry. We're here.
Just getting home in a more reasonable hour, which will be nice.
It'll be nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Although I do like the extra hour. It lets me, like, do stuff. But anyway, I'm here for you, Michael.
Okay, thank you. I mean, you're here for the people.
The people, yes.
The people.
Yes,
the listeners.
Yes, the listeners, and then Mike Lynch.
I'm along for the ride. It's okay.
So some interesting thing, you know, we're post-World Series. You know, it's more like, where's Anthony Rendon going to go? What's Strasburg going to do? What's Garrett Cole going to do? Is Frankie Lindor getting traded? Is Chris Bryant getting traded? All this stuff, but none of that's going to happen for months.
If we've learned anything from the last few years, it won't happen until spring training starts.
Yeah, Steven Strasburg is not going to get signed till July.
But so. The GM meetings are happening already in Arizona. Baseball takes no breaks. The World Series ends, and all the GMs are like, all right, we got to go right back to work.
That's why I love it.
And I'm sure we're going to start seeing plenty of rumors. Not that we haven't seen rumors yet, but Scott Boras came out and said that if this was a Christmas thing, if the baseball was a Christmas themed thing, then every team would want a piece of coal in their stocking.
Shut up, Scott Boras.
It's true though, because Garrett Cole's amazing. There's going to be plenty of rumors and stuff, and we already saw the Cubs might trade one or two of their pieces of their core, which is shocking to me. But we don't really have anything concrete yet because it's baseball season just ended.
Right.
So we're kind of in that weird lull of, like, last week we had John in and we got to talk about all the season stuff and react to the World Series. And now it's like, now we're waiting.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, last offseason we waited and we waited and we waited. And I feel like every week for at least one segment, we talked about the newest reports on Manny Machado and Bryce Harper and et cetera.
Which, if you know me, that drove me nuts.
Oh, I know it did. You were like, I'm so sick of this.
I'm so tired of talking about nothing.
But as a once-a-week show, it's like you're kind of obligated to at least update on the Machado.
You know, we're forced to.
So hopefully we at least get a little bit more of a hopefully we get a little bit more stuff going on consistently.
Yep, yep. Saw a bunch of articles over the weekend that was like Mookie Betts, Chris Bryant, and Francisco Lindor. One of these guys is going to be traded in the offseason.
I saw an article in the Boston Globe where a Red Sox writer suggested that the Red Sox trade Mookie Betts to the Yankees for Miguel Andujar and Clint Frazier, as well as two other prospects. And in my head, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Done.
Every Red Sox fan replied, are you kidding me?
We'll just go sign Anthony Rendon. Plug our gap there at third base and have Mookie Betts. Trade.
Hey, got Gio Urshela. No need to plug any gaps.
Yeah. Oh, I guess that's true. The question is, who do I play in right field? Mookie Betts or Aaron Judge? My life hurts so
Mookie
bad
Betts
right
plays
now.
Mookie left field.
Mookie plays right in Boston.
Well, I know, but Judge is an amazing right fielder.
Mookie Betts is an MVP.
Okay.
And a World Series MVP.
But he could probably move to left better than... Okay, we don't need to dive into
this. Okay, sorry.
I was just throwing that out there.
This is too much. But we did get a little nugget over the last few days that I think has sparked, you know, some interesting controversy within Major League Baseball.
A little nugget.
but also I think, you know, this opens once again Pandora's box into unwritten rules and, you know, some of those topics that aren't often discussed yet people are very protective of and things like that. And that is that it has come out that the Houston Astros throughout the 2017 season and the postseason, there is evidence that they were, in fact, an elaborate plan to sign Steele throughout their World Series run that they did win in 2017.
At home games,
and looked phenomenal doing it.
So,
well, maybe we know why they were so phenomenal.
So the story is, if you didn't hear, Mike Fiers, former Astros pitcher, was there in 2017.
I love that he's an A right now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like division, and he's like, you know what? Screw those guys.
Well, he also said... He told the two teams he went to after that, the Tigers and the A's, what they were doing. So what they did is they had a camera in center field zoomed in on the catcher's crotch. Those perverts.
Perverts.
And they zoomed in to where the signals were going down. And that camera directly fed a TV that was on the wall in between the dugout and the clubhouse in that little tunnel. And there were these like workout benches that they would put across from the TV. And when an off-speed pitch was put down, they would bang on a trash can like Doug, strumming on a streetlight. And they would bang on a trash can loud enough so that the batter could hear it and know an off-speed pitch was coming. They would not bang on the trash can if a fastball was coming. So you're like, oh, wow, okay, that's really elaborate, but where's the evidence? Well, baseball's good friend John Boy on Twitter, who is a must-follow if you're a baseball fan, @JohnBoy_, he is the guy who, he kind of got big doing the Aaron Boone effing savages rant.
God, I love that guy. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, he does these
guys are effing savages.
Yeah, he does these breakdowns where he goes and does funny reactions to things because he has the access to all these sports, and he can change what the volume levels and stuff, and he has access to like just the crowd noise only of MLB TV, so you can hear what all the players are saying, and it's become really funny. So he went back in the story. Danny Farquhar of the White Sox that year in the Athletic story tells the writer, I think it was Ken Rosenthal, that he distinctly remembers an at bat where he put down three changeups, heard the bang, and on the third one, when I think it was Evan Gattis, who was up to bat, didn't chase the changeup, stepped off the mound, called his catcher out, and they started doing multiple signs because he knew that they were figuring out his signs. And so that was one thing that John Boy did a video of. He's talking over that one, so it's not really great for radio, but it's really fun to watch if you go to his Twitter account. But now, internet sleuths everywhere have been going to 2017.
God bless all of you.
And Astros games at home and finding instances of the bang prior to an off-speed pitch. Now, I've got two clips for you. The first clip is two at-bats back-to-back, and I had to amplify it so that you could hear it over the radio. So it's going to be a little awkward in how it gets really loud for a second. The first of which is a Alex Bregman at bat. On this pitch, bang, home run. Then George Springer, bang, home run. Listen.
And that one is launched down the left field line, and it is gone.
This ball's crushed to left field. Springer has just hit his 31st home run.
It sounds like a trash can.
It is.
It really does.
Well, there was a picture of the hallway, and there is a trash can that says, like, Houston Astros sponsored by Waste Management, right underneath the wall where I assume the TV was, or next to where they had their benches and they were sitting. I'm assuming they were hitting with, like, a baseball bat. Now, here is an Evan Gattis at-bat from that year. Different game. Well, both of those are from different games, too. The first pitch is a fastball, and you'll notice there's no bang. The second pitch is a changeup or a slider that went way outside so he doesn't swing at it, but you'll hear two bangs before it.
With Evan Gattis, Yuli Gurriel, and Derek Fisher due up. Foul ball off the mask of Narvaez. Naya misses outside. It's 1-1.
I mean, it's as clear as day obvious what they were doing, and they weren't even really trying to hide it. If we're being honest. So there you go. I mean, that's the information. And now the Astros are investigating themselves, which, you know, that's going to turn out well.
I love it when college programs do that. We've launched an internal investigation.
Right.
it was that racist, that sexist guy we fired. It's all his fault.
Everything's fine now.
Yeah. before we get into, like, the implications of this, you know, because I think this is something worth talking about. I wonder from an organizational standpoint, is it something that you think you're going to get away with and you got caught, or is it a rogue thing?
Oh, I think it's something you got caught.
Yeah.
Right. this is too elaborate, and it's affecting, I mean, that was three different hitters on the team getting the benefit of the garbage can.
The double one on that Evan Gattis is, well, just like, oh, man.
If you watch, again, it's maybe Gattis requested a double bang so he could be certain it was actually the garbage can. Because in the video, the original one that John Boy posted, where he's breaking it down, it's a Gattis at bat, and it is every time it's boom, boom. And it's so clear that the bangs are coming in.
Yeah.
I think this is something that they thought they were going to get away with, and now they didn't. There's so many levels to this, which is what you're alluding to. One of them is Major League Baseball got enough complaints about this that they changed the rules in the following off season to not allow TVs or tablets in the dugout or the clubhouse to be live. They had to be on an 8-second delay. You're telling me that someone didn't go to them and say, hey, look at what Houston's doing. You need to stop this. And they didn't do anything to Houston. They just changed the rules to stop it from happening further.
Well, because both Boston and New York got busted in the playoffs for it. There was an overuse of a cell phone in the dugout.
Yeah.
And so Boston got in trouble for it. The Yanks got in trouble for something kind of similar but different. I don't know, but along the same vein.
Well, I also think those two teams, as well as the Dodgers, went to the MLB and complained about the Astros in those respective playoffs as well. The Astros have had a couple of these where... Do you remember the guy who was caught in multiple stadiums taking pictures of the opponent's dugout?
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing the lanyard that had the Astros team, whatever you want to call it, on it, the little signage there. And multiple teams saw him, and it was the same dude, and he was just taking pictures of their dugout and, like, taking pictures of what they were doing. That was the Astros. So, and then this offseason, the Astros were the team who were figuring out everyone's signs. Right? You had Tyler Glass now say, I knew I was tipping pitches. You had James Paxton say he knew he was tipping pitches. And you had Steven Strasburg say he knew he was tipping pitches. Guess who the Astros played in the playoffs? The Rays, the Yankees, and the Nationals. So I'm not saying that this year was cheating. Maybe they just figured out the tell, and that's fine. Like, I mean, that's part of the game.
It's possible for sure.
But with this information out about 2017, I think it puts into question, were they doing something different that was just as blatantly bad as they were in 2017? We just don't know what it is yet because we didn't find out about this until now. right? And this was 3 years ago, or three seasons ago at this point. And the other thing is, I mean, there's unwritten rules, but holy cow. You just have a camera in center field record. I mean, that's bad sportsmanship and cheating. That's not just like, oh, look at us. We're going to do the unwritten rules of baseball. That's not the unwritten rules. This guy on second base is allowed to try and take the sign from the catcher. That's why you put three fingers down or three different signs down or more. Not a camera in center field. You're not supposed to use technology to benefit yourself.
Well, that's kind of what I want to get into, and we'll get into next. I want to kind of get into this. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Where does this sit with you, and how does this affect the Houston Astros going forward? I want to get into all of that because I think this is a very interesting Pandora's box that I think even relates back to when Houston got busted for hacking into St. Louis's.
Ah, there's another thing.
St. Louis's prospect folder and their information. Is this a cultural problem? Is this a big deal? I want to get into all that next. But first, here's Mike with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Disney Plus launched today.
Yes, it
yesterday.
Did.
Yesterday. Yes, I've watched The Mandalorian episode one. Of course I did. Come on.
Did you do the bundle with Hulu and ESPN Plus for like $12 a month or whatever it is?
No, the girlfriend bought it for a year for $70.
Oh, okay.
So it's like $5 a month.
Makes sense.
Something like that. I could have got it for free from Verizon, but we were too late.
Too late?
Yeah, well, she had already bought it. Otherwise, I could have got it free because of Verizon.
Right.
At least a year for free. I watched The Mandalorian last night.
I saw mixed from it. Like, I saw people were, like, excited about it, but also that maybe they were a little worried it was going to be kind of not great.
Well, the recent movies haven't been great, so
yeah,
I understand that.
The new Rick and Morty came out Sunday as well. That was also very funny.
Ooh, did you watch it?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yes.
Okay.
It exceeded my expectations.
I got to get into that Rick and Morty life.
You haven't watched any of them, have you?
Not a single one. I did because of Disney Plus. I am starting my Marvel trek.
There you go. You haven't seen any of them, right?
Nope. I've seen Guardians and Guardians 2.
That's Are you it. Actually going to watch from the beginning?
I found a list on the intranet that told me the ultimate way to watch it.
I think it's the same list that I used. It also tells you a couple you can skip, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it says you can skip the Incredible Hulk as well as the Ant-Man movies?
Yep.
Yeah. It's the same list I used, and that's how my wife and I watched them, because we hadn't seen any of them either, and we wanted to see Avengers in the theater, so mm-hmm. we just watched them all off that list.
So last night I watched Captain America, the First Avenger.
It's a good movie.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right.
It's a good story.
I didn't hate it. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. And now I've got to watch the first two seasons of Agent Carter, so hopefully that's okay.
Oh, that was involved in the list?
Oh, it's got all the TV shows involved,
too.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
So it's like, watch the first two seasons of Agent Carter, and then I'll watch Captain Marvel. And then...
That's confusing.
I get to Iron Man.
That's confusing.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. Hey, Disney Plus, what up? And you're going to give me fresh Mandalorian episodes
You're
going to
take
week?
Advantage of it ASAP, and then you're probably going to forget that you paid for it, and then not watch it ever again.
I'm going to forget that my girlfriend paid
right,
for it.
Right, exactly.
No, that's not true. Too much Star Wars. They got Clone Wars, man.
They got everything, yeah.
They got everything. It's going to be great. We're talking about the Houston Astros and how they managed to win a World Series based off cheating. Sorry, I'm just saying, by pushing some stuff and finding new ways to cheat in baseball. And I'm curious, Mike, of your impression on this. Is this something that upsets you? Is this something that you find like, wow, those guys are really cheating? Is this something that seems kind of lame to you? Like, wow, you had to do that. Where does this resonate with you? Because I feel like this could be one of the new hot topics of discussion, kind of like steroids were. Like, there are no rules against this. We just did it. And why am I being punished for it? I'm curious where everyone stands in this idea of sign stealing and that sort of stuff.
I'm not upset by this. I do think that it's pretty bad. Like, my first thought was, ha-ha, they caught him, right? Because he kind of, I think there is always something in the back of your head, and there's been enough smoke for the Astros that there's probably going to be fire, right? That they've been doing stuff against the books.
Right.
My reaction was, oh, they got him. And then I read the details and I heard the videos, and that was like, really? Every single batter you did this, every single home game?
It's a lot of work.
81 home games and the playoffs. You had the advantage of knowing what type of pitch was coming beforehand. Every single pitch. Because you either didn't hear it and knew it was a fastball, or heard it and knew it was an off-speed pitch. And I know Astros fans are out there, and Dusty did this on the show this morning. He's an Astros fan. Oh, well, they played better on the road that year than they did at home. I don't care.
I don't care at all.
That doesn't stop the fact or change the fact that they were cheating blatantly at home. And obviously it helped their hitters, right?
Right.
And I'm not saying that their hitters aren't good hitters. We all know that they've got a ton of amazing players on their team. But you don't need to give them that extra added benefit of knowing what pitch is coming. Now, if you watch these clips that have been posted on the internet, half of them are outs, right? Because it's still really hard to hit a baseball, even if right. you know what's coming.
Right.
But the two that I played, they were home runs as well, mm-hmm. right? Because you knew an off-speed pitch was coming.
It's almost like boom or bust, it seems like.
Right. Now, you could also argue that in some of those home runs, they were hanging breaking balls, sure. But if you know a breaking ball is coming and you see it hanging, you're going to launch it into orbit. If you don't know a breaking ball coming is coming and then you see it hanging, you might hit it, you might miss it, you might pop it up just
because
your timing's slightly off, right? So that is still an advantage, even if it is a bad pitch. So I was frustrated by it. I'm not like overly upset about it. We've seen things like this in baseball before. But I mean, this is really bad, especially now that we have the video and the pure evidence in front of us. And in the back of my head, I keep thinking the MLB knew about this and did nothing but change the rules. So are they complicit in kind of allowing this sort of a culture of cheating to exist in the sport? Because they explicitly that next summer or winter changed the rules to make sure that TVs run a delay. I wonder why they changed that rule. Probably because enough teams saw what the Astros were doing and said, hey, look into this. And they went, oh, we should change that rule so they can't do that. You don't punish them for it?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Okay. Well, all right.
I think it's interesting. It for me, to be honest, Mike, I don't care. This doesn't resonate with me.
It's interesting.
It doesn't because I think everyone in baseball, and we've known this forever, and I know I'm a hypocrite because I'm anti-steroids and that stuff really pissed me off. And it still pisses me off to this day that my entire childhood of baseball is ruined because of a bunch of dudes doing drugs. But baseball's kind of built on this, you know, it's this old Army Ranger mantra. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. And if you get caught, you're not trying hard enough. And I think it's pretty wild that the extent to which they went through to make this happen, we only know, excuse me, because they got caught. I think there might be teams out there doing very similar things.
I really hate the ain't cheating, you ain't trying thing. I get it.
I do too. I guess
I get it as a mantra. I understand why it exists, but
it exists because of guys like Nolan Ryan.
Right.
That's why it exists.
Well, and it exists because, yeah, people try to cheat in every single realm, not just sports, to get ahead. But that's bad. Like, you're not supposed to do that. And I know that sounds like all goody two-shoes, but I mean, I'm not lying when I say that. Like, cheating is wrong. You're not supposed to do that to get an advantage.
Truth.
So I don't like that argument, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I understand that's permeated sports and life forever, but I still hate it. But it's like there's a difference between some of the little things that can happen on the field, whether it's figuring out a pitcher's tell, if that's what they did this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having a really good method of doing that, or putting like sticky substance on your neck, or, you know, using pine tar in a different way that you're not supposed to. That's a little bit different because it's all stuff that's available to you in the midst of a game.
Right.
Using technology that is out of the field of play to benefit you, to me, is crossing the line.
What's worse, technology or steroids?
Steroids.
But you think they both belong in a place?
Yes, because that is stuff that you are doing outside of the field of play to benefit you, whereas
a nail file or Crisco is better because it's on you and you have to do something with it.
Right, and it's
not better, but you know what I mean.
It's not better, but I think we've come to accept that as a thing in baseball, whereas this stuff is not stuff that we had accepted, right? So I don't know. I find it really, really, really tough to just sit here and go, well, that's baseball, because that is not baseball. Using the camera to your advantage is not baseball. And if other teams are doing it too, then that's even worse. If all these teams are doing it, obviously it makes it less important or less bad on the Astros. Like, it looks less bad on them, but then that means there's a giant issue in the sport where Major League Baseball likely knows about this and is hiding it, is not doing anything about it. Or teams are refusing to complain to Major League Baseball because they don't want to get caught with their hand in the cookie jar doing whatever they're doing. So it's like, I don't want this to even be a thing. I don't want this to even have to be an issue, because it reminds me of the steroid thing a little bit, because nobody told on anybody doing steroids.
Right.
Because everyone else had guys doing steroids.
Right, right, right. Nobody wanted to break that clubhouse secrecy. I'm curious. Somebody asked me this earlier today, and I'm and this may be blown way out of proportion. I know we're against the clock. But you mentioned the phrase using technology. Could one argue that sabermetrics is also using technology? That all these advanced metrics that we have change the way the game is viewed?
I don't think so, because although you're using it to an advantage, it's not changing.
Because guys still got to go out and hit.
Right. I mean, that's exactly the point. I mean, these players in the clubhouse still have to go out and perform, sabermetrics or not, right?
But if I get a bang on a trash can, I might be going deep.
Right, exactly. If you know that a certain pitcher has a certain xFIP, and you know what that means, it gives you more information going into the at bat. But guess what? You still got to hit those pitches, and you still got to play the game of guessing what's coming and trying to outdo the mental side with the pitcher. And you don't have to do that if you're just hearing what the signs are. So I feel like you're kind of on this really, really, really thin ice. If you don't do something about this, that you're just going to open the can of worms. And I'm sure other things like this have happened or are happening to make it more okay. And then you kind of get into the integrity of the game question, which is obviously more affected by steroids.
Loaded question.
But this, I think, enters that category as well. The Astros are obviously an amazing team.
Yeah.
But are they World Series winners in 2017 if they don't have the benefit of this? I don't know. They might be, but I don't know.
But we just don't know. On that note, that brings up a good point. And I want to dive into that next, where I remember, you know, when the Patriots went through Spygate, we fast forward 10 years later and everybody is still like, well, those guys are cheaters. I'm curious if this is something that resonates big enough throughout Major League Baseball, and how does this affect the Astros going forward? How does this affect their World Series win 2 years ago? We'll get to that next. This is Portland Sports Leader. This is Hot Corner After Dark with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
8:51 here. We'll be real quick here. I just want to kind of ask to kind of finish up this Astros thing. As much as I'm loving Stevie Winwood in my ears right now. To just kind of wrap up this Astros thing, does this, because I think we're going to hear more about this, and this will be something we might talk about throughout the entire offseason. Does this change your perception of them at all, Mike, throughout the playoffs?
A little bit.
Just
yeah.
A little? It does? It yeah. does affect you?
It does. I mean, I know this was 2017, right? And they changed the rules, so they were not able to do this after that point. But it does change my perception of them, because it shows to me that it wasn't as legitimate as I thought. The story wasn't quite as magical as I thought it was.
When you think of the Astros in 2017, from here on out, you'd be like, yeah, but they cheated.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They were a great team. And look, I know this was on the road, but I can't help but remember what happened to Yu Darvish in Game 7. Every single pitch they were on.
They knew.
And I don't want to say that was video.
But they knew.
In the Los Angeles stadium.
I mean, they almost buried Yu Darvish as a player.
Yes.
And that's what Mike Fiers was getting at. He was like, guys are losing their jobs
because of this. Yeah. And Yu Darvish is a great example. I didn't even think about that.
Now, I know it was in LA, so the actual like doing it at home thing doesn't resonate with that. But in that same
you
year.
Don't think, but if you do all that at home, you don't think they're going to try to find a way in game seven?
Probably.
Of a World Series to make it happen? The first one your franchise has ever won?
Well, maybe. Like I said, it's possible. I don't want to make any sort of assumptions based on something I don't really know. But it's possible. But I don't. It certainly changes the way I feel about them. And they're a good team. I used to like a lot of the players on that team. After watching them against the Yankees, I no longer like them quite as much. But I understand that they were kind of a likable bunch. And this changes that a little bit. And one other note about this that kind of frustrates me too is, and I saw this on Twitter. I don't want to steal this as my own original idea. But remember when the Yankees in the ALCS, it was like game two or something. They were like, we heard whistling from their dugout. That was them relaying signs, right? And A.J. Hinch came out and stood up there and said, that's the most ridiculous claim I've ever heard. My team would never stoop to such a level. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. B.S. A.J. Hinch. The whistles might not have been real, but for you to say that when a year or two ago you were doing that crap, get out of here.
As my good friend Rafael Palmeiro once said, I've never taken steroids, period. 6 months later, tests positive.
Yes. I mean, it's just, I liked A.J. Hinch, and I still like his personality. He's a good manager.
I don't love A.J.
But that to me is like, I understand you got to support your team and you got to do all that kind of stuff, especially in that situation, just deflect any distractions. But that, when I saw that quote, it rang so, I was like, oh my God, he's just standing up there defying this. And maybe he had a right to defy that. But by saying we've never done anything like that, what kind of team would do that? Your team, dude. You're the manager. I guarantee you knew about this. You probably helped set it up, you jerk.
Yeah, and he's not going to get out of it like a college football coach who's like, oh, I didn't know they were paying my players.
Right.
Is it, what if I told you, Mike, that I don't care personally, that this doesn't bother me?
You said that already.
I know, but
it surprises me.
I think there might be a lot of people in baseball that feel the same way. A lot of fans, I should say. I think people in baseball are like, this is a big deal. But as a fan,
I would hope they feel that way.
But as a fan, and I don't know if this is contradictive of me as a fan, and if you listen to this show, like, you obviously are going to learn what kind of baseball fan I am, and I like to think that I know what kind of baseball fan I am. This doesn't bother me so much.
Why?
I think because you still have to hit the ball. And you still have to locate pitches. And that everyone in baseball is always going to try to find an advantage. If there's a guy on second, he can do the same thing.
Well, that's why they put multiple signs down.
Right. If he's smart enough, if you've got the right person on second base, that can happen. I don't know. I think it's just something that I think there's so many other issues in baseball that I don't know how much of an advantage the sign stealing has truly given them.
I think.
Because I think that team is loaded. And I think that team was destined to win that World Series.
I think yesterday I would have agreed with you. Seeing the evidence today really pissed me off.
Evidence is rough. I'm not going to lie. You're 100% right.
I mean,
that.
I sit
the
here
evidence
and
evidence is really damning.
I mean, we've heard this about the Astros already, right? We've heard this for years. And you're going, well, every team tries to steal signs, right? Every team tries to figure out an advantage. Okay, I get it. My team's probably doing it too, right? Every fan says that. And then you see this and you go, not every team has a camera in center field and a TV hardwired into their clubhouse,
right?
Doing this banging on trash cans. And I know this is social media and it's public and all that kind of stuff, but I kind of believe it. Because Aaron Judge read the article and quote tweeted it and said, wait, really? Really? That was his response. And I'm like, okay, so, I mean, maybe he's just making it up, right? Because you want to put an outwards face that you're not cheating. But I kind of believe that he's shocked by that information, right?
Yeah.
That you're trying to get signs, but you're trying to do it within the kind of unwritten rules of baseball and not using technology and all that kind of stuff. I was with you until I saw the videos. And it's just like, come on, man. Really? That's what you're doing? Dung, dung. Change-up's coming. Bam, 31st home run of the year for George Springer.
Let me get
cool,
you out.
Thanks.
Let me get you out on this. You think anybody else is doing this?
Yes.
You think your team's doing this?
No. based on Aaron Judge's reaction, I don't think they're doing this. Are they trying to steal signs? Yes. Are they doing something like this? Maybe, probably. But I don't know if they're doing it in this blatantly of a way.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I also wonder if it's just this blatant because they got caught. Either way, coming up in the second hour of the show, we do have some awards to get to as Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year, and Cy Youngs have been doled out. And we might as well check in on that as my favorite pitcher in baseball took home some more hardware. And we got the MVP coming down tomorrow. We can chat with that as well. This is the Hot Corner on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.